Welcome, my awesome friends. I'm so excited to have you here today, and I'm also excited to let you know that it's official. My membership for moms of kids on the autism spectrum has been opened, and you can check it out on my website, awesomeautismtools.com/membership. And now sit back and enjoy this week's episode. This may sound like a silly analogy, but this happened the other day when I was emptying the dishwasher. I had a water bottle and there was little things left inside of it when I took it out of the dishwasher. So I just threw it back in the dishwasher. And when it ran again and I took the water bottle out, there were still little particles in there. And it was really frustrating to me. And I maybe even put it back in the dishwasher again. I think I maybe put water in and kind of shook it around and then put it back in. And one more time, still stuff. And I realized I needed to get out my little scrubby brush that I have to clean out water bottles or other tight things. And I did. I put it in there and I kind of put some soap in and squished it around and then rinsed it out. And voila, it was clean. Often we can put water bottles in and they will just get clean in the dishwasher. But occasionally it needs a little extra scrubbing. It needs a little scrubby brush to get it really clean. And I think that often our kids that are on the autism spectrum need a little extra support, need a little extra energetic cleaning or clearing in order to function properly. And this may change as they grow into different ages and stages. Hormones may play an effect, just as they actually do with my neurotypical clients as well. I think this is where a chakra meridian reset comes in handy because it really helps clear their energetic system and get it reset to where it needs to be. Or sometimes they even need a complete energetic reset where I go through over 50 different topics and patterns and systems and protocols to help really reset and clear out that water bottle, get rid of all the gunk that has been built up over time. And again, I do often see this as children age, they're maybe functioning well, and then as they age, something shifts with their hormones or with their peers. Maybe they start a new year in school and there's differences that are creating this gunk to build up inside of them. And by taking that scrubby brush to the water bottle, I was able to really clear it out. And by resetting these different energetic systems and patterns, it can really help get things cleared out and help them to move forward from a place of groundedness, protectedness, and a clear energetic system. I also love that I have specific protocols for different situations. I have an electronic clearing protocol, so if I have a client who's really struggling with being sucked into electronics, I can clear that energy. Or I have a self-injury behavior protocol where if a child starts having an increase or a sudden expression of self-injury, I can clear out that energy. So I have all these different protocols which I've developed over the years that are very specific and helpful to help shift energy, to help clean things out that need to be cleaned. And I'm able to create new protocols. I've created these different protocols because parents have asked me for them. They're like, here's a situation I'm facing, can you help? And I used to just do one-on-one sessions and help with that particular child. But over time, I saw a repeat of energy in these behaviors and am able to create protocols, which then just makes it even faster when I'm working with the next child. Or if something comes up as a repeat, I'm able to clear it so much faster because I've cleared it once before and put in the positive. And I really love that my years of experience working with these kids has helped me to come up with so many tools that make it more efficient. I love being efficient. Thanks for listening today. If you're looking for some extra support, you can dive deeper in my private podcast, which is available to my newsletter subscribers. And if you're interested in signing up for a session with me, go to awesomeautismtools.com. There's a link for both in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a tip or a tool. And I'd love it if you would support me by leaving a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends. You can take a screenshot or you can share it directly from your podcast app.